Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 16th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by our founders are the answer to the problems we face today. A moral people demanding the checks and balances are absolutely adhered to. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's a road to hoe because most folks don't even understand the supreme law of the land, much less understand the checks and balances that can protect us. A lot of people want to blame the Constitution itself. They say it doesn't work. It's old hat. It's outdated. It's outmoded. It won't work. The truth is, whenever we obey the principles therein, it works beautifully. Whenever we don't, we have trouble. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Speaking of that, let's recap yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like more energy in your life? How would you like to take the test for free? How would you like to chart your course to less depression, frustration, anger, discouragement, and more positive attitude, more energy, a disposition of well-being, a centered feeling of, hey, I can handle all this. I got it. How would you like that? How would you like to do so the natural way, huh? All right, get a hold of Kurt. Take the free test and learn more. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about the Trade Promotion Authority, or TPA. TPA versus TPP. The TPA bill must be defeated to prevent our nation from being merged into a European Union-style Pacific Union by the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. We got to be careful and reject that stuff, folks. We also then moved on to the Massey-Lofgren Amendment. Representatives Thomas Massey of Kentucky and Zoe Lofgren of California, they moved to amend the Department of Defense Appropriations. It's a bill that wants to use federal funds for warrantless searches of government databases for information on U.S. citizens. This bill would reject that. It would say, look, you can't do that. You can't spy on people without due process. And it's a good amendment, and a lot of good people voted against it. It was tragic. George Soros is pushing for money and weapons to be given to the Ukraine. They want to make Ukraine take on Russia. What kind of a psychotic idea is that? In his column last week, Mr. Ron Paul discussed George Soros' support for the U.S. bailing out of the Ukraine and sending them more weapons and money. Wow, what a dangerous idea. What a psychotic idea. What about avoiding foreign entanglements like the founders wisely warned, huh? Who benefits when that happens, ladies and gentlemen? The answer is the military-industrial complex, the bankers, and the Washington, D.C. power brokers. That's who. Who loses? We the people. Yeah, the people that are forced to pay for it. That's the American taxpayer. We're the losers and all that. By the way, the filing period for municipal offices in Utah is over. Yeah, it ended on, the 8th, I guess? Kurt Cosby's running for city council. We'll keep an eye on that for you. The state party organizing convention, that's for the Republicans, is August 15th, I guess. So we'll keep you posted on that as it unfolds. Utah GOP 2016 caucus date, they set that, I guess, for January. We'll keep an eye on that ball for you as well. Oh, I guess it's Tuesday, March 22nd. I'm sorry. That'll be the neighborhood caucuses date in 2016. But caucuses have been destroyed for all intents and purposes. The battle's on. They're trying to circumvent the caucus idea. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell Nelson. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mrs. Becky Akers, author of two books, Abducting Arnold, that's about Benedict Arnold, Some Truths You May Not Have Known, and Hailstorm, about the incredible character of Nathan Hale. Get the revolutionary new novels today before they're banned. We also talked about Western tourists who stripped down on Sacred Mountain are blamed for the earthquake that's killed 16 people. Why would people go on a mountain and just get naked? Why would people? Why do we just think that being immoral today is just the answer? It's amazing to me. Everything has to do with sex and getting naked everywhere all the time. Is there a need for that? What about morality? Wow, I guess the Dolphins, defensive tackle. I guess he doesn't make enough money as a defensive tackle for the Dolphins. So he's, I guess he moonlights as a, what is it, Uber driver? Wow, is it Uber driver? I guess it is. Uber driver?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you know that Jason Chaffetz, his mother, is the wife of the former presidential candidate from Massachusetts, Michael Dukakis? Isn't that guy a big old Democrat? Michael Dukakis? I think that was a big old Democrat back in the day, wasn't it? Oh, don't worry, though. Jason's super conservative. Got that? Jason Chaffetz threatens subpoenas over, what's that thing called? OPM hack? That's what they're calling this big old data hack of the government, I guess, huh? Wow, what are subpoenas going to do, Jason? You really going to get to the bottom of that, buddy? I don't think so. I think it's all nothing but babble, okay? Congress doesn't have any ability to hold anybody accountable for anything. You don't believe me? Barack's running around illegally in America. I don't have any proof of his birth certificate. He breaks laws every single day almost, and the Congress just wrings their hands and then backs every major move he makes. Hillary Clinton runs around and violates the law, and nobody seems to care. I appreciate your idea, Jason, but you're not going to get anything done. If you don't believe me, look at Operation Fast and Furious. Daryl Issa and others ran around and acted like they were going to really have accountability there, and the only person we've really beat up hard is Snowden. He's the only one that's been able to tell the truth and get to the bottom of anything, huh? Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as LDS Apostle, makes history by addressing the British Parliament. That's pretty cool. Whenever religious leaders address government, it's pretty good. Maybe they'll actually roll back the size and scope of government a tad, huh? The GOP leadership, I guess their latest Obama trade ploy, reveals a small business tax hike. And it violates the GOP's anti-tax pledge. See? Their lips are moving. They're lying. That's the bottom line from the insiders. Shaquille O'Neal backs away. He says, I'm definitely not a 9/11 truther. I'm just responding and saying, Shaq, then a fool, huh? Shaq distances itself from 9/11 inside job post. He fires the media company. I guess on his website, there was an article questioning the events of 9/11. He fired his media company and blamed it on them. Shaquille O'Neal fires social media firm after 9/11 controversy. Content appears on his blog and Facebook pages. I say Shaqton's a wimp. Somebody got to him, huh? The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says that the average American woman weighs as much as a 1960s man. And I submitted to you that I believe it's a big old conspiracy, the foods they're giving us, making it virtually impossible to stay thin. I know some people would say, Sam, that's not true. There's thin people all over the place. Yeah, and almost every one of them are starving themselves. I don't mean starving like they don't get enough food necessarily. I mean they lack nutrition, and they're always hungry. Today's food is nutritionless for the most part. Even when you get fruits and vegetables, there's a nutritional deficiency. And I believe there's a big conspiracy about that. All right, sex, lies, yeah, and death are all potentially exposed by U.S. data hack. Yeah, government officials that got involved in the big data hack, well, all kind of tidbits about themselves were released that they may not be wanting released. Well, maybe they ought to, as Becky Aker said, maybe they ought to take stock a little bit and realize it doesn't feel too good when the government's all out of control and spying on everybody, huh? Now, my Christian side says I feel bad that this happens to anybody. But I also say at some point we got to have people wake up and play the role of whistleblower. We got to have good, honest Americans standing up to prevent this stuff from happening. And the checks and balances put in place by our founders are the answer. We need accountability, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm submitting to you that the media is one of the biggest keys to getting that done. I was talking to a guy the other day about revolutions and things, and he's just like, I don't think we're ready. We don't have enough people to even stand up, not even counting a revolution, but even standing up to make a point. There's not enough of us. And I had to agree he was correct, but then we basically talked about this idea that, hey, you know, we need a bigger educational campaign. We don't need revolution, but we do need restoration of these principles. We need to educate. And the only way for education to happen on a mass basis against the propaganda that's being perpetuated everywhere would be a greater presence in the media. So we talked about that. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's Liberty Roundtable Live radio talk show, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. News the networks refuse to use for today starts in seconds. Hey, are you black or are you white? Are you allowed to say what you think or what you feel or be what you feel or think? Or is that only with sexual preferences, huh?
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, her name is Rachel. And the problem with Rachel is she's white, Kurt. And if it's sexual preferences, you could change them on a whim, and if anybody brings anything up, you're absolutely abusive and hostile and mean and mean-spirited and everything else. And if you're black, you can pretty much be what you want. But if you're white, buddy, you can't do that. Now, yesterday, what is it? Rachel Dozel, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. D-O-L-E-Z-A. Let's see what it is.
Yeah, anyway, just go on, sir.
Yeah, anyway, the bottom line is, her parents found out she was basically living a lie. And telling folks that she was a an African American, as they say, or a black, or whatever you want to call it. You know, they used to have other names for that. But now in the politically correct America, we've gone so far as to call, you know, well, just not call a spade, if you will. And so then she, you know, felt that she, I guess, was black. And so the authors of, you know, a number of stories, I'm looking at one from WorldNet Daily right now, says, hey, you know, what about these people that, you know, they bring up the whole Bruce Jenner thing where he, or she or whatever, thinks he's a woman, and so then he's, you know, this, they call him Caitlin now, that he's trapped in a man's body, even though his chromosomes and his DNA all reveal that he's a man. So now, you know, what's the problem with this lady that feels black? Shouldn't she be able to, you know, get the benefits of a black woman? And they go on to talk about some who, I guess, they have mental disorders and they think they're like a snake or a wolf. You know, I mean, they even include behaving in the manner of a particular animal, howling, growling, or crawling around on all fours.
And I have to say, I'm kind of like Wolfman Jack there, too, Kurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He says, hey, you know, they're feeling like they're an animal trapped in a human body. If you can become 0% human, of course, then you could avoid all taxes, Sam. I mean, you know, I mean, you just wouldn't be an individual. I mean, a human is required to pay taxes, but not a rabbit or a fox or a wolf, you know, or whatever. Then they say we might have to give them free room and board in animal shelters, you know. Now, I mean, at least to me, it's just crazy. And yet, when you look at the situation, ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves in, you just got to ask yourself, how in the world did we ever get here?
Well, we got here from this psychotic idea to just promote immorality and destroy anything related to God's laws, Kurt. And whenever we turn our backs on God's laws, then we just get all mixed up and confused. And, hey, there's nothing but trouble. But look, I'm into the truth, Kurt. Bruce Jenner's a male. Okay, no matter what he wants to call himself, no matter how hard he wants to pretend, the fact is he's a male. And the fact is this chick's white, Kurt.
Yep.
Okay, so I don't believe this chick's black, and I don't believe whatever. Now, I guess this girl is kind of psychotic. I guess she stepped down as the NAACP president. She was the chapter president after being outed as white by her own parents. Now, the NAACP imposter, I guess, sued over race claims when she went to a black school. She was alleged that she was a victim of, quote, white discrimination in that case, Kurt.
Well, yeah, she was trying to go to Howard University.
And now, Kurt, what is up with this black university in the first place?
Well, I mean, it's just like the NAACP, Sam. I mean, you've got this thing that's called the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And as some have already pointed out, hey, imagine if we had the NAAWP. You know, yeah. The National Association for the Advancement of White People. I'll tell you what, if that
we could make a black president even, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be just, you know, really
actually,
racist?
We could have a black president pretends they're white. Isn't that what Barack's, wait a minute, Barack's a white president pretending he's black, isn't he, Kurt?
So here's the next thing that's coming, if we allow this kind of, you know, silliness, in my opinion. You know, they talk about one guy who had always suspected he was a cat, and he laments his lack of fur, stripes, and a tail. And this author says, however, we're told that the patient's thought processes and perception were usually logical. Now they say, would the proper course of action in this case be to use taxpayer dollars to give this individual a species change, including feline
Absolutely.
Fur, stripes, and a tail?
I ain't got to give it.
Would
we
be required?
I need to put one of them as what do they call those? A kitty litter box at every airport, Kurt, so that the cats
there
can,
you go.
You know.
Got to have one. Would be required to accept this individual as a bona fide cat and call him Catlin?
Well, Kathmandu.
Like Caitlin, you know, Catlin.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean this totally tongue-in-cheek, the guy says, as very few of us envision millions of our tax dollars being used to provide sex changes for those under the delusion that they're the opposite sex. Ooh, great point, you know, Sam. Anyway, it's just crazy stuff. And like you say,
What if I think I'm president, Kurt? You know?
Well, yeah.
Like, you know,
this author goes on, he says, what are the thousands of people who make their own rules and claim to be Jesus Christ or God? Should we be required to treat them as God and bow down to them and follow their orders? If we're not obligated to accept a white woman as a black woman or a human being as an animal or as a god, why should we be obligated to accept Bruce Jenner as a woman or gay marriage as normal or a real marriage? Oh, boy, Sam.
Wow.
Imagine.
You know, it's hard to know how to respond to this, Kurt, but I would simply say this. I kind of believe in the truth, and I think we got to deal with the truth. We got to say, man, you know what? You can think you're black all day if you want to. You can run around in your psychosis if you want, but the fact is you're white. You know, if she gets arrested, Kurt, are they going to put down a white person or a black person for her?
Good point.
When they arrest Bruce, what are they going to put?
Well, I mean,
now, could they be sued for putting the right, I mean, the wrong designation there, Kurt?
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, you, Sam, you sometimes feel like you'd like to be a little taller. I know.
Yeah, I should be in the NBA,
maybe,
buddy.
A little thinner.
Who, me?
And so, well, I'm just saying.
I don't want to be thinner. I just want to be super fat, Kurt. Come on.
Oh, I thought so you should be able to say, you know, for example, on your application, hey, I'm 6 foot, you know. You know.
Because you said, I'm not really too fat. I just need to be taller, Kurt. So
yeah,
I just figure if I'm taller, then, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. And so, this whole thing, reminds you, this author finishes this World Net Daily piece. He finishes, he says, woe to those who call evil good. This is Isaiah 5:20-21. Evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. He's a senior pastor, writes for WorldNet Daily. Guy's name is Joe Schimmel. Anyway, pretty interesting ideas, and, it's refreshing just to find people that they say a spade is a spade, black is black, white is white, you know, woman is a woman, man is a man, cat is a cat, et cetera.
Now you've gone too far, saying a cat's a cat. I'm just saying. All right, Kevin is on the radio. Kevin, what are you? Kevin, Utah, you're on the radio.
Gosh, I don't know.
Are you a cat?
I am. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I can be a cat at heart.
Now, I should have brought you on the broadcast, and I should have said, what's up, dog? All right, hang on. We got to take a quick break. We'll have you on right after the pause. I just wanted to give you the chance to let you know you're there. Hang tight. We'll talk about it. This is serious, though, folks. I know we're joking about it, but you got to really kind of think through it a little bit and say, hey, what are we doing to society, and what's really going to be the outcome of this psychosis, huh? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news that networks refuse to use, Talk Station.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, very strange. Bruce Jenner considered a hero because he says he's a woman. The truth doesn't matter in that case. You stand against Bruce and you're a bigot. However, Rachel Dozel now has to step down as NAACP chapter president after being outed as white. She claimed and pretended and acted like she was black, but you know what? Maybe she really believes she's a black woman trapped in a white woman's body, and the debate rages on. Many news organizations now getting the absurdity, and they're talking about men that think they're cats, and Kevin's online from Salt Lake, and I'm saying, what's up, dog?
Oh, not much. I remember, Sam, going to a, I guess you could call it a morning side, fireside, whatever, in the LDS Church back in 1994. I was 14 years old, and Von J. Featherstone was speaking, and he said, you are not a man inside a woman's body. And I remember at the time thinking, you're silly. Why are you even bringing this up? Maybe he saw something in the future that none of us realized back then. What do you think?
Well, my response is there. No doubt there are prophets, seers, and revelators. No doubt there are prophets on the earth today. And if you go back, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has what's called the Proclamation on the Family, released in 1995, which, again, is way before a lot of this stuff started rolling out big time. But it defines man and woman. It talks about gender as an eternal characteristic of humans. In other words, your gender is part of who you were before you came to this earth, that we're God's children, that men and women's roles are not contradictory, as the world would believe, but rather complementary. And there's a lot of guidance there about the proper role of relationships and the proper role of beliefs, etc. And, you know, I don't know if these people really believe. I don't know if Bruce believes he's a woman or if he really just feels like, hey, there's a lot of money in becoming a woman. I don't know if this lady really believes she's black or she believes that, hey, the small lie is no big deal because the end justifies the means. She can advocate for the poor, downtrodden blacks, and she can do so better as a black woman, or if she really believes she's black, or if she, you know, I don't know really how these people really feel. I think that it runs the gamut. Some of them feel like they really are trapped in the wrong body. Some of them want money, fame, and fortune. There's a variety of reasons, I'm sure, for the actions of many. However, I'm just a simple guy. I want the truth to be the truth. You know what? Back in the day, we used to decide how a man or a woman was by looking at the plumbing. And I don't know if it's more complicated than that or not. I'm just telling you that it seems to me that the more we turn our backs on God, the more we become, in my opinion, persistent in sin. And you know what? We're supposed to love the sinner and hate the sin. So we need to be kind to people that have a lot of these views. That doesn't mean we need to endorse their behavior by any stretch of the imagination, Kevin.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It kind of reminds me, too, of a book, Atlas Shrugged.
Good point.
Which I know you've read, and where they try to tweak science. I cannot remember. Seems like they said something. Does the sun really shine, or is it just in our head, or something like that? I don't.
Well, and that's one thing they're doing now is they're really blurring virtual reality with reality. Fact and fiction's all mixed up to the point where it's really hard to know what's real and what's true. And I can't believe we're at a point where, hey, if I say marriage is defined as one man, one woman, people think I'm absolutely off my rocker crazy. Did we ever think we'd get there when 50 years ago you couldn't even say the word pregnant on TV? You know, very strange turn of events. And you know what? Sin begets sin. And so, you know, when you see this stuff happen, we embrace the don't ask, don't tell policy in the military. The Republicans said, oh, no, this will be a horrible thing if we do. The Democrats pushed for it, got it. Now the Democrats are pushing for openly gay behavior in the military, and the Republicans are going, well, hey, wait a minute, don't ask, don't tell. And so the Republicans are just a little bit behind the Democrats. Most religious folks are just a little bit behind the non-religious folks when it comes to sin and perversion. And so, you know, we're going down this rabbit hole of, in my opinion, mutual destruction. When I say mutual, I mean both male and female, of everything we hold dear as long as we embrace this perversion and this sin. And I can't call it anything else, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot call it anything else when a man wants to become a woman or a woman wants to become a man. They want to physically change their physical characteristics to make this happen via surgery, et cetera, et cetera. When, you know, people want to be different than they are by force and force everybody to accept the lie by the long arm of the law kind of a thing. At some point, you know, you're going to reap the whirlwind with this kind of behavior. And what's really going to happen is it's really an attack on Christians and the Christian belief system. Because ultimately, gays don't care about marriage, folks. What they care about is destroying Christianity, in my humble opinion, Kevin.
Well, let me ask you this, and then I'll go. I was listening to a podcast. There is an LDS guy, Sarah Woodhouse, and he claims that he is a woman. And he says, going back to the Swan J. Featherstone quote, and he says, you're not necessarily a man in a woman's body, but your soul might be a woman, so therefore you might be a woman in the next life. Just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, all right. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I appreciate it, and I'll respond to that. You know, now we're getting into the keys to theology and what you believe life is really about. Some people believe that there are reincarnation states, or you know, you get to live again or come back based on the behavior in this life, that karma kind of follows you, and either you know, you might come back. Kurt would come back obviously as a rock star probably next go around or something like that. You know, all I'm telling you is that I don't believe in that viewpoint personally, but I understand and you know, want to respect the beliefs of those who do. And so, you know, if this person believes that, he's entitled to his belief. And I don't have a problem if somebody believes they're a man in a woman's body, or they believe they're black when they're really white. Or I don't have a problem with people believing as they will. I believe we should let people believe as they want to. The problem that I have, Kurt, is when they try to advocate for and create an environment where I'm forced to go along with that agenda. Okay, that's kind of my problem. I'm forced to accept same-sex marriage. I'm forced to fund it with my tax dollars. I'm forced to embrace it. If I was a county clerk or in some other position, I'd be forced to endorse that view, or forced, as physicians many times are, to perform abortions, or forced right now, you know, if you want health insurance, you got to go along with Obamacare, promote enforced birth control and the funding thereof with private dollars and religious organizations being forced into the mix, etc. My problem is that force agenda, Kurt, all under the guise of choice. That's my problem, is living that lie and being forced to be involved in that kind of a scenario. It's very egregious in my humble opinion.
Well, it's one listener writes in, Sam Charles writes in, he says, hey, you know, historically there have been people who thought they were Napoleon. He says, we had a name for them, mentally ill. He says, what if I feel like a police officer? I can be arrested for that, impersonating a law enforcement
official. Unless you can
do
the arresting, Kurt. I mean, if they just validate your view, buddy.
He said, this is simply lunacy. We've become psychotic at the societal level. And then he says, as a side note, good luck on your campaign. I think I'll just tell him that I am already. In fact, instead of being a councilman, I think I'll just go ahead and tell him I feel like I'm the mayor and just go ahead and, you know, assume office.
Now you're talking.
Hey, I'm just, you know.
Now, Rand Paul's the news talking about Snowden. I guess Rand Paul, spoke at a San Diego GOP dinner, Kurt, and he talked about Snowden a bit, huh?
Well, yeah, he basically said, you know, Snowden kind of led to this whole spying reforms.
Does Rand think he's Snowden?
No, he doesn't think so. But, you know, it's... at least he didn't say he thought he was. You know, I think Rand, if he just goes in and thinks he's the president, he could go ahead and just inhabit the office site.
I think you got to just start issuing executive orders.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't want to upset him or anything. I mean, the guy just feels like he's there, you know? I mean, but yeah, I guess he was appearing at some San Diego GOP big shot dinners, and he just said, hey, you know, if Snowden hadn't spoken up, you know, we'd be in kind of a tough spot.
And he's right about this, Kurt, by the way. Think about it. You know, on one hand, we feel like we're gaining very little ground. And fighting the tyranny, we are. I agree. But at the same time, if Snowden and a few individuals haven't really stepped up to the plate on this thing, we probably wouldn't even be debating these issues, Kurt, at all.
Well, it's a great point. And you mentioned a little bit earlier this thing called the Proclamation on the Family that was published in 1995. You know, we're talking 20 years ago in Salt Lake City by the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If you can find a more politically incorrect, today's paperwork, I just don't find one. In there it says, gender is an essential characteristic of individual, premortal, mortal, and eternal identity and purpose. It says,
yeah, I mentioned that piece, Kurt.
Each is a beloved spirit, son, or daughter. It didn't say, what about the transgenders and all that stuff? I mean, you're going to have people really upset. But the bottom line is, God knows what, you know, things, what's up.
Kurt's going to show you how to cut water use on farms in a second, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Amen. I just think I'm the water czar is what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You are water, Sam.
Oh, H2O, baby. Hang on. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, if all the farmers believed they were the most cost-cutting farmers when it comes to water on the planet, Kurt, they were the water cutter, the water czars themselves. We just all they got to do is think that, buddy, and how could you challenge them on that? Then they wouldn't really need to cut water use at all, Kurt. They'd just say they're the most, you know, water-cutting use farmers in existence already, Kurt. Don't you think they could just think that?
Well, we wouldn't want to upset them, Sam. I mean, these are people that have a, you know, would possibly have a true belief that that's who they are. But, you know, you see this whole waters in the news. I mean, you got the Californians who are, you know, spying on their neighbor if they use water and calling the cops or whatever. And, you know, they got huge fines. But it's not just in California. I mean, in our little town just before we had a deluge of water, they already told us, hey man, you're gonna get fined up to $200. I mean, no mention of jail time. I was thinking we could put in a nice huge prison and, you know, get ready to put us all in jail for using water here.
But well, I already, you know, believe that I'm in jail with the current tax system.
There you go, Sam. That's the spirit. I don't know. Where do we go?
How do you save all this water, Kurt?
But
what's the study?
You know,
how do you do it?
They've got this, you know, they're going along and figuring out, hey, how they can use water more carefully. Now, there's a lot of ways. You know, you've got all these even government programs now that you can apply for to make sure that you, you know, carefully, you know, well, I mean, apply this water in the right places. They say farmers use 82% of Utah's water. Are they wasting it or conserving it, they say? And, you know, they've gone through and figured out all these different things. Now in the days of old, they just flood irrigate is what they called it. That means, you know, you just turn out all this water and then you got these people who say if you did that, then you're ruining things. You know, you're just going to
waste a minute. If you turn out all that water and it just floods down and covers your field and soaks into the ground, where does it go, Kurt?
Well, that's the point, Sam, at least to me. You kind of got this water recycling program going on, but if you bring that up, you're kind of a nut. They do say, experts say upward of 75% of those savings, they call us all this water that's going to be saved if you just do this thing right. You know, this is all by actual fallowing of farms. Now, fallowing of farms means, hey, you quit watering it. They say it comes with its own set of risks to food security. Now, I'll tell you what risks are. That means you're not going to have anything to eat if we, you know, just say we're going to save water and not water the ground. Like story goes on, says a 1,400-pound dairy cow is going to drink 35 gallons of water a day, and again tomorrow, and on the weekends and the holidays. If Americans want a safe, affordable, and abundant food supply, food commands a lot of water. Well, imagine that. They say agriculture is 70% of the domestic use of the Colorado River water. Somehow they figured that out. Now, you know, they need to go back to Mammoth Springs, don't they, Sam, where you can see the water just shooting up out of the ground. But 4.5 million acres of agricultural land received.
Hey, Colorado even though there's a lot of water coming out of that ground there, Kurt, your footprint's so mammoth it'll never cover your abuse, sir.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. And we've got the U.S. Department of Agriculture, their Natural Resources Conservation Service. They're going to spend $1.2 billion over the next year, 5 years, to boost water conservation. Now, this is kind of like you get ticked off about the whole federal government getting into the solar deal and messing up the market.
I do, that's rightly so, and I get ticked about this too, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They're making $394 million available to producers in this 2014-2015 spending cycle. Yeah. Oh, boy. And so that's what's going to really save our water. But the bottom line is, Sam, we need less of these programs or none of these programs would be, in my opinion, what we really need. And an increased reliance on God. As
amen
we
to
keep
that.
His commandments and do what he's asked.
Now, it is appropriate to try to make sure that you use water properly. It's expensive to pump it and to distribute it and to clean it and to filter it. And there are some validity to their points. The problem is they just want to have government at the helm of all of it and control all of our lives. And I think that's kind of the difference there is we the people can care for the earth. And, you know, rarely do we need some corporate bureaucrat from hundreds and thousands of miles away to determine all those things. Speaking of a thug, literally thousands of miles away that wants to get involved. I guess UK's David Cameron wants to do a facts check on Scott Walker, Kurt. Now, since when do the facts matter, buddy?
Well, Sam, here what you've got is you've got this, you know, if you're a leader of a country, and in this case, the United Kingdom is one of this guy's a big shot. Well, and you meet with an upcoming wannabe president, Scott Walker, then you've got to be real careful about what you might or might not say when it comes to, you know, the whole Obama situation. The bottom line is Scott Walker is, you know, he's checking into things, learning things, getting to meet these different people. It's just interesting to me to see how the story kind of goes after Scott Walker in that... you remember how Obama did before he was elected. Hey, he's cruising around the world, being pals with the Germans and everything else. And I don't remember anybody saying, that guy shouldn't be doing that. But in this case, that's what they're saying.
When are they going to fact check Barack, Kurt?
Well, yeah, but see, you wouldn't want to upset him. If he thinks he's right, Sam. I mean, you know, you just don't fact check people like that. You know, you just... I mean, it's just kind of a crazy world we live in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just very strange. But so what's the fact check going to produce or whatever, Kurt? What?
Well, what they're really saying by using that term is that the guy may not be telling the truth, you know, is what the world believes of fact.
Let me get it right. And David Cameron's all like on the up and up.
Yeah, well, of course.
Just want to make sure we know that.
They say, here's what happened. They say David Cameron told the far-right governor, you know, talking about Scott Walker. So when you see in a story that calls somebody far-right governor, you know kind of how they're twisted.
Yeah, extremist, whacked-out governor.
He said, Walker, who has taken several trips overseas in recent months to study up on foreign policy in preparation for an all-but-certain presidential bid, told a room full of Republican donors that world leaders, including Cameron, are worried about the U.S. stepping back in the world.
Yeah, it'd almost be like the 1950s, wouldn't it, Kurt?
Yeah. I heard that from David Cameron back in February, earlier when we were over at 10 Downing, Walker said. I heard it from other leaders around the world. They're looking around, realizing this lead from behind mentality just doesn't work. It's just not working. then this author adds, if true, this would be a break with diplomatic protocol and a legitimately big deal. It's unpersuasive when GOP leaders run around telling voters lots of foreign leaders don't like Obama. We just can't actually name any. But here's Walker saying the British Prime Minister personally told him that he's unsatisfied with Obama's leadership.
Well,
the problem,
what I know,
this author says, yeah,
I know this. If Scott Walker's getting attacked by the international community, he's doing something right.
Yeah, or this is an MSNBC piece. And so if you're getting that kind of attack stuff, then once again, chances are good. He's a pretty good guy.
All right, I guess they're planning to, this city is planning to join 11 other cities in pledge to cut business licensing process to a single day, Kurt. What is this, L.A.?
Well, what you've got, Sam, if I remember right, this is a Salt Lake story, but the bottom line is, what I wanted to ask you about this, you know, they all talk about how we're more business friendly, you know, and all that kind of stuff, you know, come to our place. Well, what says government should even give a license or not give a license to you if you want to run a business, you know, and it's just silly, but nobody really talks about that. You know, they do say at least they're trying to make it a little bit less taxing to open a business.
You know what, Kurt?
But, yes.
What if I just think I already have one?
Well, yeah, you could make yourself up one. I mean, just look, that's my business license right there, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I was born, I got a business license to work and to support my family, didn't I, Kurt, just by my birth?
Well, that's exactly right. This is, Salt Lake City has joined this 11 cities and pledged to cut business licensing process to a day. Cut it to 0 days. Get rid of business licensing. It's a communist plan. It's not part of freedom. Right, Sam?
Whoa, Kurt's off his rocker, ladies and gentlemen. The whole world would be destroyed if we didn't have government business licenses. Just imagine, people might actually be able to be free and participate in the free enterprise system. Wouldn't that be, would it be refreshing to say the least. All right, there you have it. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt, News the Network refused to use. Chris Ann Hall joins us. Well-known constitutional attorney, well-known public speaker, former prosecutor and more. We'll talk about all kinds of cool stuff with Chris Ann Hall, Liberty Roundtable Live. You're listening to your favorite talk show, libertyroundtable.com. Why? Because this nation shall endure.